There, yeah, troughs what you put water in. You can't, well, you know, a trough can be water, can be feed. Now we have nipples that we hook up to a hose. And the pig, as he reaches up and licks on it, releases a valve. And then pigs learn that just like that. Really? Wouldn't think they'd pick it up quick. They can smell water, and they'll just go up there and start rooting around. And when they bump it about twice and get water, they get on that just pretty fast.
Yeah. So a trough isn't a big thing out here.
No. Used to be.
What about a wooden thing my grandma used to put it under the sort of the edge of the roof to catch water in. Do you have any of those out here? It's a wooden thing, and sometimes you keep, I've heard of whiskey being kept in them, or wine.
A water barrel or a wooden barrel.
What about a smaller one that you might have nails in? People used to buy
nails. Yeah, there's nail keg.
Okay.
You don't see them no more. I haven't for years. Right. You're talking about the wooden nail keg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to have one out the farm, and it finally just fell all two pieces up.
Yeah.
I suppose I should have painted linseed oil or something on it. I never thought about them going totally. Well, we didn't used to think of antiques like we do now.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't think it was all going to go away, huh?
No.
You ever use a slop bucket?
A what?
Slop bucket.
Now, that's a good question. What I know as a slop bucket was what your wife cooking. If she peeled potatoes, she put the peelings in there.
Mm-hmm.
If she burnt the biscuits, she put the burnt biscuits in there. And it was a refuge bucket. Mm-hmm. You took it out and fed it to hogs.
Yeah.
And they loved it, you know. And we call that a slop bucket.
Okay.
But when I got married, my wife's people called a slop bucket what I called the bathroom commode.
Really?
Really.
That's funny.
So I, after a few expressions, I thought, now wait a minute here. What am I talking about?
We're miscommunicating.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've never heard that.
That's the only place I ever run across that. So you may want to be careful what you write down. Right. No, but really, to me, a slop bucket has always been the refuge in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's edible.
Okay. Mm. Do they do much with pigs around here?
Yes, we have some large hog barns.
Oh, really?
Real big ones.
Oh, okay.
There's a big one out here, but you can tell how big it is, but it's a big wrestler.
Okay. Have you raised them at all?
Oh, I have. When I was a boy, tried to raise some, but I haven't raised hogs for years. Except the last couple of years, my grandson's had 4-H cut pigs.
All right.
So we get 3 pigs, and I furnish the feed, and they feed them through, and they sell them in the 4-H sale.
Mm-hmm.
And they do me little favors, so I give them the feed for the hogs, and so they get the money to have for themselves.
Okay. Obviously, they have a lot of cattle around here.
Right.
What are the different types of cattle called? What are some different names you have for animals?
Oh, we don't have many Holsteins here because we don't have a dairy. But Holsteins are in the country. We'll have a lot of white bays, black Angus, Simmentals, and Galveys. And there's some more breeds.
Is there a difference between a cow and a bull?
And a what?
A cow and a bull.
Oh, yeah. The bull is a male animal and the cow is a female.
Okay. And what about a calf?
A calf can be anything up to a yearling.
Okay.
And a yearling goes into something that weighs around 600 pound mark, give or take a little.
Okay. What is a ram?
Sheep.
Okay.
Male sheep.
What about a ewe?
That's female sheep.
Is that how that's pronounced?